Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the measuring stick. Let's go hook him up!
I cannot currently tell if I'm joined by either of my co-hosts because my computer shut down and had to reboot, and I am currently not looking at the switchboard. So, Couture, if you are on the line and are able to be on the line because you didn't know the show was an hour early, please put yourself and Craig on the show, or else it's going to take me a couple of minutes to do it. And with my luck, it's probably going to take a couple minutes to do it, and I'm just going to have to sit here and ramble for a few minutes until my fucking computer starts working right. Fucking piece of shit.
I don't know if I can say anything or not.
Okay, have you put Craig on the line?
Yes.
Okay, well, I guess we should start off the show with Craig apologizing to Couture for not informing him until less than an hour before the show that we are doing the show an hour early.
First off, greetings and salutations, Edward.
Greetings and salutations, Craig.
Well, you say Edward, never me. I'm here too.
Yeah, I know, but he's the host, kind of. So I just, you know, kind of feel like, you know, we're kind of second rate. So
I'm so important my name not be said.
Yeah, and, you know, I kind of feel that way as well.
Okay.
So I don't feel the need to stroke your ego.
Okay. You know
what I mean?
Stroke your nose of mine?
Never
mind, that came out wrong.
Sure. Couture, I apologize for not including you in the text on the fact that I had to go an hour early.
Okay.
I just figured that the host of the show and the man whose name is on the show would take care of things like this. Silly me.
I just figured
actually all three names of ours are on the show, Craig. This is a team, not one individual.
I figured we had a team, but we got my hopes up.
Well, maybe next time.
I'm kidding.
So yes, I have some friends coming into town from out of town, and I haven't seen them literally in 20 years. And they asked to have dinner at 6:30 my time, so in fact we are an hour early.
And at our age, you can't see them in 20 years. It's probably like you'll never see them again. So
that's very possible. Yeah, very possible. It's going to be one of those things where I'm going to look at these people and I go, man, they got old.
I'm sure they'll be thinking the same about you, Craig.
No, I don't. I don't age. I'm like a fine wine. I get better.
Miss the days and weeks and weekends drinking and going out, and everybody got kids and shit.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Craig,
hang out like you used to.
Speaking of like lack of a communication here, Have you been informed that your contest has been postponed by 3 weeks, I believe?
I just caught word of this, that, in fact, Brian is going to be out of town for the next couple of weeks, and I just shot him a text and asked, when are you leaving and when are you coming back? Because I had no idea.
And who even informed you of this? Because it sounds
nobody
like it wasn't Brian.
No, it was actually, I had to learn of it on the board.
On the board.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a professional right there.
Well, see, it doesn't just happen to you.
Yeah. How do you not tell your coworkers? I guess you guys are coworkers in a way.
For the most part.
Tell your
employees.
Tell your grandmother that you're going away to Hawaii for 2 weeks and not tell anybody till like days before.
When is he leaving?
He's leaving Tuesday morning, probably, or something.
Oh, really? Oh, that is so sweet.
To be fair, he does have a job where he can just do stuff from Hawaii if he wants to.
Yeah. Well, I just found out about it. No lie. I got home from work like 20 minutes ago. I flipped up my computer and did some investigation, and I'm like, holy crap, I have the next 2 weeks off. Sweet.
Yeah, that's a trip. You remember that thing we talked about when way back when we booked our rooms for WrestleMania?
I need a little more information than that.
Okay, well, we talked about how within 2 months away that somebody wouldn't bother making any kind of plans or reservations for WrestleMania, even though that shit started selling out a year ago.
I see, yes.
Yeah. Well, basically what I prepared for happened, and he's lucky I did. I should charge him fucking double.
Well. Yeah. You know, that's, I don't think you're supposed to bash your boss, or at least that's what I've been told.
I have no problem doing that at all. He's not my boss,
yeah,
and I'll still bash his ass, too.
No, he's my boss on Tuesdays, and you know.
And also, really, I don't want to be told somebody's going to Hawaii for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Need to hear stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, I guess we can talk about what was a very interesting Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, kind of a very eventful weekend, I would say, which usually the Royal Rumble usually is. What did you guys think of the Royal Rumble as a show? Because I actually thought it was going great. Or not great, but I thought it was okay until the actual Royal Rumble, which is usually my favorite match of the year, started and then kind of got shitty. But I thought it was thumbs up until the Rumble. What did you guys think?
I can give it a thumbs down with that triple threat match. I thought that was one of those. I thought maybe it was the best triple threat match they've ever done, as a matter of fact.
That's fair.
Maybe at least the best one since, like, Benoit and Hunter and Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 20.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was better as a whole, actually. You know, the celebration after the Benoit match was, you know, incredible, but as far as the match, I thought this was better.
Yeah.
All I know is that John Cena and Brock Lesnar must be like best fucking friends, or Brock has like some incriminating evidence against John Cena or something, because he allows this man to do shit to him that I've never seen him let anyone else do to him. And it seems like every fucking time they wrestle, he lets Brock Lesnar fucking throw him around like a rag doll and almost kill him. And same thing on this show. And now you got to add stuff to that, because that one suplex when he they showed the replay over and over again. It looked kind of crazy. But, yeah, as far as the three-way was, like, match of the year candidate, if not guaranteed to win match of the year. And they should have ended it with that. It probably would have saved the show because, unfortunately, everyone, you know, even as great as this match was, it's still everyone was still pissed off after the Royal Rumble. You know what I mean? So had it been at the Rumble been before this match, maybe it would have been so bad there wouldn't be canceled WWE Network trending for like a day or something. What?
That's so stupid. Jeez, quite
honest. And then apparently only it trended for a fucking day, but apparently only 100 people canceled.
Yeah. That's a guesstimate.
100 puts me. Excuse me.
100 people canceled and 5,000 people signed up that day. So, yeah, that fucking hashtag really worked.
Well, that's the hashtag stuff don't mean shit most of the time anyway, or that trending stuff. It's just something to say most of the time.
I remember, like, we always make like a little Twitter handle for like the Vegas vacations or WrestleMania stuff, and I remember one year when we were playing Kiss Mini Golf, we actually got F4W to trend. That was actually kind of cool, but like you say, I guess it doesn't take much to get something to trend. You know? And it was probably all Anchor, too. He probably, like, tweeted, like, 1,000 times that we were playing Mini Golf to see if he could do it himself. But does anyone have a list of the matches that we can run down? Or kind of?
Well, there's only four, so. I don't really recall much of the other three matches. This was like one of the most boring undercards, aside from that triple threat match in Rumble history.
I didn't think it was that bad. I thought the tag match was, you know, I mean, we've seen it a million times, but I thought it was.
Well, I don't mean so much bad. I just mean just boring matches. You know, just matches where there wasn't much to them.
Yeah, the tag was good, but, I mean, it wasn't spectacular, but I thought it was good. The women's match, I don't think it was bad as some people were saying. I can't complain anytime Nikki Bella's
just
brother
on the ring. That didn't mean anything. So.
They didn't get no Paige. That's what kind of sucked out of the women's match. Paige actually got in there. She's the best one of the four. Well, I guess Nikki's pretty good. But that was so what... I didn't even see the pre-match show. What other matches am I missing? I can't even think of them. Jesus Christ.
Ascension and the New Age Outlaws with nothing, man.
Oh, okay. The Outlaws were cool. You know, cool entrance. And
Outlaws just don't age, apparently.
Billy's Billy's face and hair has aged.
Yeah, Road Dogg looks the same to me. Oh.
Yeah. But that match is basically what the Outlaws won for like 3 minutes and then lost for the last 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That match was exactly what it should have been. I mean, I tweeted out that, you know, the wrong team won, but honestly, the right team won. And, the match was fine. The Outlaws took a lot of the match and I ended up losing to the guys that need to get over badly.
Yeah, but even in winning, I don't think anybody cared. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't think there's much hope for the Ascension at all.
You might be onto something there.
Yeah.
What
but,
are we missing?
What was
one more match?
Tag team title match, Usos and
hold
on. Ascension, New Age Outlaws, Usos, Miz Dow, Diva match. What was the fourth match?
Triple threat match and then the Rumble.
Yeah, that's
right. Triple threat match. Okay,
yeah.
I thought it. Wow, that's not the shortest. That's the shortest list of matches for a show I've ever seen.
Well, it's Royal Rumble the same every year, pretty much, and usually only a couple matches.
Huh. I always figure there's like one or two more, but I guess not.
There's The Miz and Mizdow match was something they've done a million times, and I would not be surprised if it's on the next show. Fast.
I would not be surprised if it's on every show between now and I don't know when, the day of my death.
Well, didn't Tyson beat one of the Usos yesterday on SmackDown? Maybe it'll be Usos versus Tyson and Cesaro.
Yeah,
that would be better.
Looks like they moved on from
Do yourself a favor and go to the Podcast One website and download Friday's edition of the Chris Jericho podcast. It's Miz and Mizdow. And Miz basically introduced Mizdow and said he needed to take a phone call and walked out, and the whole interview is with Mizdow, and it's tremendous.
As long as I don't have to see him, it's probably great. So, go ahead, stupid.
He talked about stuff that I had no idea, like him being fired and him working in Puerto Rico and getting over huge in Puerto Rico as a heel. Talked about the fans hated him so much that they would actually bring pliers into the arenas. They would put a penny in between the pliers and then take a lighter and heat the penny up. And when he walked out, they would touch the penny onto his skin.
That's crazy.
That's diabolical.
And I thought them liking to throw piss on people was bad.
I don't know what was worse. I think I would take that over being somebody throwing a dirty baby diaper at me or something like that, like they do there. So.
Jericho talks about being in Mexico and getting hit with a D battery, one of the big ones.
Did he talk about how he picked up a rat and she pulled a gun on his ass and drove him out in the country and dropped him off and took all his shit?
No, you have to read that in his book.
I remember that WrestleMania thing, right before WrestleMania 98, when somebody chunked that battery at Shawn Michaels and hit him in the head. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
My God.
He got hit hard,
like
too,
that.
Man, because didn't he like want to walk off?
He did walk off.
Yeah.
I'd have done the same thing.
Yeah, because, I mean, just when you see it, you can tell he got knocked. I mean, it hit him fucking hard. Real quick, I got breaking news.
Sure.
Okay, regarding the UFC, not this UFC show, but the next one that was supposed to be headlined by Chris Weidman and Ronda Rousey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a couple weeks ago, the third from the top fight, which was Jacare versus... fighting your Romero, I think. Anyway, Jacare got hurt, so that fight is taken off. Well, apparently Chris Weidman just pulled out of the fight with Belfort. So that means Ronda is now the main event, which that's fine, Ronda being the main event, but now the co-main event features Raquel Pennington. So this must be like one of the worst cards in the history of UFC now. And the injury curse didn't take very long to hit this year. I mean, that just fucked up a whole pay-per-view. Thank God Ronda's on it. Oh, my God, they'd have to cancel this pay-per-view if she wasn't on it.
So you give some real news.
Yeah. I said it was breaking. I didn't say it was real or good.
Okay.
But, let's talk about this year's Royal Rumble, and let's talk about some of the things we talked about the week before, like things we were expecting, like who's going to be the Iron Man, and there was a guy who was in there for a little while, but I can't call him the Iron Man because it wasn't like past Iron Man's. Who's going to get the big Kane spot or Vic Diesel spot and eliminate everybody? We didn't get that either. Kofi doing
Bray
the crazy
been
dive.
There for a long time. Wouldn't Bray Wyatt in there for like 40 minutes or something?
He, He was in there for a while, but it just never seemed like, you know what I mean? It just didn't. It just didn't really, like most Ironmen, whoever does the Ironman usually leaves an impression, and Bright really didn't leave that kind of an impression on me. You know what I mean? He was in there for a while, but
he just kind of, it was anticlimactic how we got eliminated. I think the Big Show just threw him out or something like that.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, everything was anticlimactic. You know what I mean? No, who was the monster who threw everybody out? I mean, who got the most eliminations? Big Show and Kane together, I guess, and it still wasn't like, you know, Roman Reigns last year or Kane in the past or Big Daddy Cool. Kofi's spot was anticlimactic. I mean, it was cool the way it was shot because all of a sudden you just see Kofi's like legs flying in the air. And they catch him, and that was cool. That was a cool visual. But as far as, Kofi doing a million to one shot to survive, you know, that didn't happen. And
I think you can only do that so many times before you get a...
Yeah.
You're going to end up doing something else. Because that was a pretty easy spot they did on Sunday, so...
Yeah. Yeah. And then not one person in that Royal Rumble looked like a world beater. The whole Rumble. I mean, it just
Rusev
was.
Kind of.
If
Rusev,
Pat Patterson was.
Rusev,
I don't know. All I know is that if Pat Patterson was dead, he would have turned over in his grave.
I thought this was one of the most boring Royal Rumbles of all time.
excuse me. I thought the world beater in this match was, in fact, Bray Wyatt, and made sense when they said that possibly Undertaker might be working him at Mania if he comes in at all. The match itself was very boring. There in the middle, I mean, there was two big pops in my house, and the one was, of course, DDP coming out, and the other one was Bully Ray, and that's pretty much all that was good about it. The world beater Bray Wyatt, I don't know what what the build-up was for, if, in fact, Taker doesn't come back. I guess the big problem with it was we all knew Roman Reigns was going to win. And everybody in Philadelphia knew that Roman Reigns was going to win. So... they knew that the crowd was going to crap on it, and to the point where they figured they should probably bring in The Rock to give Roman the rub and kind of save the segment. So they knew going in it was going to be a disaster when the Philly crowd turned on it. Why they didn't do anything with Roman to get any steam on him. When he eliminated the Big Show, when he eliminated Kane, and then finally when he eliminated Rusev, it wasn't done in any kind of spectacular manner.
Mm-hmm.
It was just...
At the end, it looked like the Santino spot at the end, kind
exactly.
of.
Exactly.
One thing that made this Royal Rumble suck is all the things that they did to try and save the match made the match worse. Because first thing they tried to do is, okay, got to get Brian out of there early so they'll calm down by the end of the match. So the best guy got eliminated early, very anticlimactically, by the way. So,
yeah.
Okay, Daniel Bryan out of the match. Your best worker. Okay, that takes away from the match.
Yeah.
Another thing they did is, okay, we don't want what happened with Ray to happen for the last guy gets booed, so let's send out, you know, the other crowd favorite or one of the, you know, one of the two crowd favorites to be number 30. So they send Ziggler out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Ziggler's been doing good, and he ended up looking like a joke because he ran wild for, what, 2 minutes and then got knocked out and then just got dumped like a fucking bag of potatoes. So that didn't work, you know. So the things they did to try and save this match made it worse, you know. And that's how I kind of took it or saw it.
They never should. They shouldn't have brought Brown back for this match in the first place.
No,
they should wait till this next pay per view or something like that to bring him back. But you know what? The goofy ass fan may still would have chanted for him anyway. I don't know who he takes.
Yeah, that's very true. He could have been a huge surprise the day after the Rumble. Of course, in hindsight, now that wouldn't have been okay. But something. I mean, it could have. They could have fixed it, and they could have made it better. But for whatever reason, you know, it is what it is.
And with the main event next month, they kind of need something else, you know?
Yes.
I don't see John Cena and Rusev being that big of a main event if that is, in fact, the main event of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I will say this, as much as it was anticlimactic, I mean, Roman Reigns, people weren't into him winning. After the final segment with he and Brock on Monday Night, I way more interest in seeing them wrestle now. So.
Okay.
Because I thought that last segment was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, thank God for that last segment. thank God.
They need to do more of the sit-down interviews every week to get more shit over.
If Paul Heyman is involved in
the thing that oddly enough, the
Paul
thing
Heyman
that
should do a sit-down with everybody every week, a different guy every week. Paul Heyman should do a sit-down.
Yeah, he should do the WWE.com interviews every week that Michael Cole does.
The snow actually worked in their favor. And I think Roman Reigns would have been booed out of the building if he showed up on Raw the next night. So,
yeah, so I guess God owed Vince a favor since, you know, when they must have made a site bet for Vince, you know, got a favor when he beat God that one time, and this was it.
Well, God was chicken. He didn't show up. No showed.
He was there.
All
don't remember the lights kind of get kind
all
of
those
funny.
All those people paid their money, and he didn't show up. You can't screw
and
the fans like that, God.
God got scared when he saw Vince turn water into wine.
I just remember when they were doing that skit in that church, and Shane stood a few feet away from me, so he did get hit by the lightning.
Yeah, that was awesome. And, unfortunately, unlike last year, where the fans saw that the main event they had for WrestleMania wasn't going to be as good as the main event they wanted, it seems like they're going to stick to their plans. And what are the odds that they actually save it and make this something exciting by the time WrestleMania? Or do you think the backlash will get worse?
I don't think they can, because they had Batista win last year and turned it into a three-way, and I can't see them doing it again this year.
You know, it kind of makes... I like Daniel Bryan, but if they try to squeeze him in the match this year, it kind of makes him look like a charity case.
Exactly.
I mean, he did lose. He did not get screwed out of anything. I mean, you know, he straight up he got eliminated. It's just clean as could be, so, I mean, it just kind of makes it look like a charity case if they try to do that stuff again. So.
Yeah.
So when they got eliminated, it looked like they were doing, like, some sort of frustration angle or something. I thought they were doing at the time, because he just got, like, knocked off the apron so nonchalantly. I thought it was the start of some kind of an angle.
I kind of have a feeling they're kind of going to go that way because, you know, he lost that first match to Wyatt. You know, he gets eliminated like that. He talked about his frustration or screwing up on that interview where they had him doing the control, the what do you call it, you know, for him, he himself, because they know the fans are going to want him, he himself is trying to get fucking Reigns over. So they might be doing that. Also, I do have to say, as long as it gets time, I seriously would not mind seeing Bryan against Dolph Ziggler in a match at WrestleMania. I don't know if you remember when they had that one series where they had three matches in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was something like Raw pay-per-view SmackDown or SmackDown pay-per-view Raw. So I wouldn't mind seeing them. I mean, they could get WrestleMania started in an awesome way. You know, give them 20 minutes and open. At least WrestleMania will start off good. You know, it might not finish good, but, you know, that's the... Honestly, right now, that's the match I'm looking forward to the most, and it hasn't even been made. I mean, who knows what's going to happen, but of all the matchups, that's the one that I would be most excited to see.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
And it's the only one that might be good. I mean, Brock is awesome, but he's in there with Reigns, who's still very green, and, Brock's in there, he's great when he's got people who are great with him, but can he carry a green guy? Can that be a good match? You know, Hunter and Sting will be a spectacle, but it's not going to be a good match. Cena, Rusev, if they still do that, you know, it'll be okay, but I don't think it'll be anything super spectacular. Rusev's not that great of a worker to make it that level of a match. If they do Wyatt Undertaker, it's not going to be good. I mean, Undertaker's done. You know what I mean? He looks like an old man now, unfortunately. You know what I mean? Age has really caught up to him. And the women's match, what did they do? What, Nikki against Paige? You know, I mean, it's I'm going to enjoy it, but it ain't going to be a good match. You know? So, basically, the only good match that even looks like it could be a good match, you know, who knows if they'll even make it.
Yeah, agreed.
I know, I'm still looking forward to Reigns and Brock Lesnar. So I'm the one.
No, I'm with you. I'm okay with that. I think it's going to end up being a good match. I think it's going to be a brutal match, but I think it's going to be a good match.
I'd rather him hurt his hernia again and have Bryan be put into the main event than watch Bryan against Brock.
Let's get one of those fundraising things for Bryan. Put him in all the main events when he loses.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can't do that.
Like the retarded dude that gets voted the prom king. You don't deserve it, but we're just doing it to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, like, the prom thing or homecoming queen thing, when I was my senior year, supposedly they were going to let, like, every classroom was going to get to pick 5 chicks and submit it, and the ones that got the most were going to be the prom picks. That's what everyone thought was going to happen. What they did is they randomly picked one classroom and picked that list, and that happened to be the list that I was in the classroom for. And they picked pretty much all the right chicks, except they picked this one. She was a nice girl, but she was actually in the class. She was kind of short, a little chunky. She was a nice girl, but no way would she ever be in, like, homecoming queen. So I guess everyone picked her just because she was in the class or whatever. And then everyone else saw that and said, fuck it, let's fucking troll the homecoming queen. And all the hot, beautiful, awesome chicks fucking lost to the short, chubby one. And everyone got a good laugh out of that because there were some pissed off chicks.
They dumped pig blood on her or something? Is it fine?
No. Unfortunately, like, the other girls were all nice. They weren't, like, bitches, but... It was so weird because everyone I guess his first grade, everyone knew this one girl was going to be the homecoming queen, and she ended up losing because everyone else had to pick for the, you know, the one, I hate to say it, but the one they felt sorry for, you know what I mean?
I'm saying, no way, I was in high school, I graduated in 94. You know, we had segregated proms back then, where I was from.
Wow. And when? 84?
94.
Oh, in 94, you still had a segregated proms.
Well, the thing with the proms, because the town I lived in, it was very small, and it was like maybe, I don't know, maybe 400 people that went to the high school I went to, is that the, all the dances and everything, the school had nothing to do with it. So they let the students do it on, like, the school, you know how schools would throw all the dances, like, back in the day? You know, the high school dances and stuff, like the proms and homecoming queen, dances and stuff like that. They just left it up to the students where, like the junior class is the one that ended up planning everything. And, you know, we picked a spot to have the dance at and or the prom at, whatever, and just took care of everything. School had absolutely nothing to do with it. So when you have the students doing it, then I don't know, when I showed up there, I mean, I moved there like in 92, and it was a segregated thing. There was no blacks, and blacks had their own proms and dances, and whites had their own proms and dances. I didn't have nothing to do with the decision making, so don't yell at me, please.
That's crazy. But
that is crazy.
I'm not gonna say the word, but I went to one of these dances when I went. When I was a sophomore, playing one of them songs. I think it was Randolph with the N-word they were playing.
Oh, jeez.
Horrible.
I don't know about Mississippi.
This is Louisiana.
Oh, Louisiana. Same thing.
I lived in Vicksburg, and it was like on the border of Louisiana. Because damn it, when I turned 18, I had to go buy everybody beer because you could buy it at 18 over in Louisiana. So all I had to do was cross the Mississippi River Bridge, go get drunk at 18.
Wow.
And actually, knowing I'm still alive.
Okay, we kind of talked about the matches that are probably going to happen at WrestleMania. Do you guys see any other matches that could be added? Like, do we finally get the Dust Brothers wrestling, or do you see any other guys getting the match? Because it's 4 hours. They do have to have quite a few matches.
I wonder if they're going to do another Battle Royal.
Yeah.
That worked so well for one day.
Yeah, it was awesome for, like, one day.
Yeah.
And then they turn into heel. One more thing about the Rumble. My God. If I had to listen to one more stupid stat come out of JBL's mouth, I'm going to fucking vomit. And Jesus Christ. And number 27, nobody's ever won number 27. It wasn't through the year. I said, well, oh no, this is amazing. This might be the year 27 wins. I mean, this is called a, you know, the record keepers. I mean, Jesus. And I don't care, like, somebody come in as, like number 20, and it's like, yeah, Rick Martel came in number 20 in 1989. I don't give a shit who came in number 20 in 1989.
Well, not everyone has their memory. Maybe other people were like, wow,
right.
That's amazing.
It's a fucking... The man with the golden gun in that fucking James Bond movie entered. He'd say he was the first three-nibbled man to enter the Royal Rumble, and he'd make a big deal about it. You know? So nobody remembers that movie, or I'm just the only one
remembers
that.
I remember it.
He was too busy saying stats, he didn't even hardly call the match. He was very irritating.
Mm.
Yeah, number five. I, too, came in there in 1993. We didn't win. I don't care.
All right. Yeah, the announcing has kind of sucked lately.
And my God, if I had to watch another Kane Daniel Bryan match again, I'm going to go on a shooting spree. I watched that thing on SmackDown last night. It was horrible.
That saddens
me. That's
the
one thing, dude. I mean, they have, I don't mind long feuds. If it's, you know, if you're not seeing a match every week, but my God, they got this thing where they just got to keep matching up the same dudes over and over and over again. It's like, come the fuck on.
And you know what, if they would have waited for like February to bring Bryan back, he'd have just been in a match with Kane anyway, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Only time there was a good casket match was when it involved Shawn Michaels or The Undertaker dying and rising to the ceiling.
That was awesome. He flew away like an angel.
Did you guys watch that WWE 24 thing on the network?
I have not seen it yet.
That it was about WrestleMania 30. It's pretty damn good. You ought to check it out. It's only 30 minutes.
Yeah, you haven't seen it for a while. You need to see it. It is actually amazing. It was only 30 minutes, but it didn't feel like 30 minutes. I thought I had been watching it for a while, but it was like, you know, enjoying it. And then when it was over, you know, I kind of looked at the clock. I'm like, wait a minute, what? Because I was expecting it to be an hour. You know what I mean? I was I came home early from UPS and had to go to the paper route. I'm like, okay, I'll go to the paper route in an hour, so I'll watch this. And then over, and I looked at the time. I'm like, what? And then I was like amazed that it was 30 minutes, but it was so good. It felt like it was longer and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some cool shit
great.
On there. They had some
sad stuff on there. You know, the warrior and the little boy.
Well, Yeah, that was pretty sad. But, you know, they did splice some stuff from the Warrior doc and the Daniel Bryan doc and also the news footage from the Connor thing.
With Hogan and Rock and Shawn Michaels and Austin backstage after the segment.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. And they were talking about the Silver Dome line.
The stuff was... the stuff with Austin and Rock when Hogan was in the ring and he said fucking the Silver Dome, and right when he said that they show Austin and Rock and right there, you know, it's like it's on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great,
and they
man.
Showed, like, who was it? It was Charlotte and Sasha Banks and then somebody else were doing the stuff with Triple H.
Oh yeah, it's Alyssa Bliss. The little pixie one. That was, you know what was fucking hilarious? Because you know they kind of worked that because when they first showed up, okay, you got Charlotte who's already tall. You got Sasha who's a normal sized girl basically. And you got Alyssa Bliss who's a little pixie. Like, I don't even know if she's 5 foot. You know, I mean, at the most she's 5 foot. So they show them walking and they're all dressed nice. And hot, but they're all walking, and you got the tall one and the normal one wearing these high-ass heels, and you got the little short one wearing flats. So she looks like a little mini-me walking with them. But, yeah, that was pretty... Oh, man, you know what? With all the stuff with the Warrior and Connor, to me, the part that almost choked me up the most was fucking Flair crying about, my daughter made it. That got to me, I got to admit.
And that was also, you know, it was also the thing, like it was like the year anniversary of his son dying. So.
Yeah.
I think he died that like that weekend the year before.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was actually a great moment seeing that. But yeah, that was... Man, I wish they'd make it into like a 10-parter or they have enough footage just... Show everybody who was there, you know what I mean, that weekend. And
yeah,
you know,
they need to do more stuff like that because they gotta get stuff like that. I'm looking forward to Monday with Triple H on the Stone Cold Podcast Live on the network. That should be pretty good.
Hopefully. Hopefully they'll let Stone Cold. Yeah, they did. They did let Stone Cold ask what he wanted to ask, and he brought up fucking. And he bring up ROH and other places. You know what I mean? He mm-hmm. seemed to have some freedom. You know what I mean? I was worried that even though it was Stone Cold, it was still going to be like, okay, Stone Cold, you can only ask these questions. Now he did throw them out there, but he did kind of like softball the responses. You know what I mean? But at mm-hmm. least he still asked the questions. It's the most you're going to get out of it. I mean, we're lucky we got that. You know.
It'll be interesting, like, the week after to see who gets buried on TV because Austin, like, endorses them, like he did Cesaro.
But, let's see here. I guess that's all about the Rumble. I really don't have any other things to say about it.
I was looking forward to Raw Monday, and then I looked on my Kindle, and there. Canceled. That's the first time they ever had to cancel a TV show like that. First time they ever, when somebody hasn't died.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Well, at least Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay. Do you remember, I'm pretty sure it was on a prime time. It had to have been a prime time, but they were showing... Like, when they would do prime time, they had all these different matches, but they pretty much, for the most part, the majority of them would be from the same show. Do you remember they were showing matches from a show, and it may have been in Brazil or it was somewhere, and every match, it was like a monsoon, just rain pouring down?
Oh, it was Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, okay. Yeah, it's like, it was a monsoon, and they didn't stop the show. They're wrestling in, like, one of the worst thunderstorms ever. And they didn't stop the show. So, yeah, it's a miracle that they
imagine Big John Studd and Hulk Hogan without a rainstorm. Now imagine them with a rainstorm. Jesus Christ. I'm surprised both men got out of there alive. You know?
Right.
I mean, I actually had that match on. I got, like, a Hulk Hogan DVD. I think when he came back to WWE, like, in 2002 or something like that, they... brought out some kind of thing with a bunch of his matches and it's on there. And they're like slipping and sliding all over the place. Crazy.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. But I only set the show for an hour since Craig could only do an hour. So we got about 13 minutes here. Let me throw out the plugs real quick here. Everyone check out AngryMarks.com. You can always download and stream our show at AngryMarks.com along with a lot of other shows. You can also download and stream our show at blogtalkradio.com/Cotrere and older shows at blogtalkradio.com/Edward-Laredo. You can follow me at Facebook at Edward Laredo, and you can follow me at Twitter at Ed in San Antonio.
And I am on Twitter. You can follow me at Proper Jam. It's Properjam. Anything wrestling-related, that's where... best shot at getting me, yes.
Apparently, I'm still on Twitter because I get messages from Twitter. Apparently, I followed Mick Foley a few years ago and just... Do you see where he lost to the wing-eating contest because he put wings in his fanny pack?
Yeah, dude, he got qualified.
That's right.
Do you know how many... Some dude ate 444 wings in 26 minutes. How is that even possible?
That's insane.
Especially wings. I mean, if they were like boneless wings, I could see that. But wings, they're not the easiest thing to eat. You know what I mean? I mean, are you supposed to get that thing, bone? You know, all the meat off the bone or just the main part of it? I don't get that.
Well, I watched when they had, you seen Man versus Food, huh? When they do their challenge and stuff like that. And they had Jerry Sags and Nasty Boys doing one of those chicken wing challenges. And, because I think they changed the show around. Or maybe the guy that hosted it went to his cardiologist or something. So you can't be eating all this food and all this shit you've been eating. So now he gets other people to do the contest. Jerry Sags, he sat there, and it was a wing-eating contest, and he just pulled all the meat off of the bone, of all the wings, and just ate it like that. So...
Did you ever see the Man versus Food when they came to San Antonio and had the Ghost Burger?
Yes.
Oh, yes. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, you have to put gloves on, and I think you have to sign a waiver or something to eat this burger. And I've never known anyone personally who, well, like, none of my friends here that I know have time to eat that, but this one guy who's from the website, he's one of the MMA reporters, Jeremy Botter. When they had that WEC show here that I was on press row for, he apparently had seen or just had seen that show. So he went to get the Ghost Burger. And, well, the Ghost Burger kicked his ass, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I pride myself on loving hot food and spicy foods. And a friend of mine, we went over to his place for a UFC. That was probably about 6 months ago. And he had this bottle of hot sauce, and he said, "You want to try it?" I said, "Sure." So he went into his room, not the kitchen. He went into his room and brought out a coffin. It was a miniature coffin. It was about 6 to 8 inches long, and he unlocked the thing and opened it up, and it said Ghost Chili. Blah, 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 blah. And he said, "Yeah, I got this when I was down in Tijuana," and blah, 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 blah. I said, "All right, well, crack it open. Let's try it." And I wasn't right for 2 days after trying this thing. I mean, it was hot and my eyes burned, and it felt like the top of my head was sweating, just the top, you know. And it messed with my brain, and it just burned all the way down and then all the way into 2 days later. And it just jacked me up. And I see that guy eating the Ghost Burger, and I'm like, "Dude, you're more than a man than I am. I'm good."
I'm into hot food, so I've probably eaten, like, gone to Hooters. I think, like, maybe the hottest ones they have are, like, the Three Mile Island wings. It's probably the hottest I've ever eaten something. So, which hot food doesn't really bother me that much.
I got a funny story about fucking hot wings. I had a friend who worked at the one hot wings place. Goddamn, I can't think of the name. The one that Troy Aikman does the commercials for. Wingstop.
Troy Aikman.
Former quarterback to the Cowboys. Anyway, a friend of mine worked at Wingstop, so we were going to watch a pay-per-view. I don't even remember which one. So he brought a shitload of wings. Like, he brought so many buffalo. He brought so many teriyaki, so many Hawaiian, so many garlic prom. Like, he brought some of each. And, of course, he brought the hottest one at Wingstop. I tried one and just didn't. It was too much for me. So, anyway, he had got like 100, so I had a shitload of wings up because it was just two of us. So, the next day, this one friend of mine, girl friend of mine, her name was Veronica, she came over, and I'm telling her, "Yeah, we got all these wings. He even brought some of these hot ones. I'm not going to bring them out. I can't take them." And she's like, "Oh, no, bring them out. I'll eat one." And I'm like, no, you don't want this wings." And she says, no, "I'll eat it. I'm not a pussy like you. I'll eat this," you know, just fucking all this shit. I finally, like, all right. So I bring her the wing, and of course you got to be all badass. And she takes this giant bite and just like eats it real quick. And I can tell right away that it's fucking hot, but she's trying to fucking no sell it. And her fucking, yeah, sweat's starting to come on her forehead, and her face is getting red, and she's trying, she finishes, and then she starts, like, had a fucking, like, kind of start to choke up a little bit and have, like, a loogie come out of her, like, nose hanging, and had to jump up and run to the bathroom and throw up. And I was like, I told you. No, you want to call me a pussy. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad I'm a pussy that don't have fucking loogies hanging out of their nose. Oh, man, that was awesome.
I got a hundred and got eat a whole mess of those chicken wings, and then I'm not writing until I go home and take a shower. Like I gotta get.
I don't know what is up with you Latinos, but you have to put spice in everything, and I don't understand it. I used to work with a couple of Mexican guys, and every so often they would bring in a haul of candy that their relatives had shipped them up from Mexico.
Oh, and you're talking about the lollipops with chili powder in them, right?
Yes. Why?
Yeah. That's too Mexican for me. I don't like those.
They have something delicious and sweet. It's like a Jolly Rancher, and you know a Jolly Rancher just isn't enough. Let's put a little chili in there.
I've had a pineapple one that wasn't too bad, but yeah, some of those are.
That sounds like something I would like. You know, candy with some chili pepper in or something like that.
What they put on, like, cucumbers? Like, there'll be places that fill, like, cucumber, like pickled kind of cucumbers that are, like, you know, they have the skin off of them. And you should see Mexicans grab. They grab them and they fucking put all kinds of chili across this fucking thing. There are people who put chili on fucking dill pickles and shit, dude. I mean, it's crazy, dude. They'll have pickle-flavored raw snow cones, and they'll put chili and chamoy and all this shit on them. It's fucking crazy.
That's a line of smoke.
I'll tell you what's really good. There's a donut place up here, and they do these little donut holes. And they're all glazed, obviously, but inside they take a jalapeno jelly and inject it and then drizzle cinnamon on top of the donut hole. That is awesome. It doesn't sound awesome, but it's awesome. So it's like a delicious donut and then a little kick at the end. That is tremendous.
Now, when I had gone and went to that dinner where Trina Martinez was at, you know, part of the dinner, you got, like, a dessert, and you could pick, but apparently one of the desserts you could pick, they didn't even have, so everyone pretty much had to get, like, the chocolate cake. And on top of the chocolate cake was one of those circle jalapeno slices.
Yeah.
But we didn't think it was real at first.
Like a
garnish or something that looked like a garnish, you know, like it's something there to look like it. And all of us are, like, debating this for, like, a long time because we're, like, scared to try this jalapeno and cake. You know, that doesn't sound right. So finally, we tried it, and it actually wasn't bad, except that it was a damn hot-ass jalapeno. Had it been not as hot, it would have been perfect, actually. I was amazed how well it went, but it was just kind of hot. So I didn't, I only ate like half of it with my chocolate cake.
Well, last week I went to Walmart and I got I was one of those times, you know, you go to Walmart even though you don't need nothing, but you're going to find something that you want. And I was just, I love to go grocery shopping, you know, just get all different kinds of food and stuff like that. I found a 7-Up cake. Have you ever had one of those?
The what?
A 7-Up cake.
A 7-Up cake, no. But I'm curious now.
Made with 7-Up, it's awesome.
Oh, okay. I've heard of the Coca-Cola cakes or the Dr. Pepper cake.
Yeah.
So I guess it's the same. Okay, yeah. Okay. That's different, but right? Maybe it'd be all right.
Huh. Yeah, it was pretty good. I went and bought me another one. Finished it off in one day. It was so good. That was a good combination. I don't think I've ever seen a 7-Up cake. I mean, it tasted like 7-Up. It was pretty damn good. Nice and good.
All right, fellas. I got to run. I'm enjoying this food conversation, but I'm actually going to go have some right now. So have a good holiday weekend.
Yes, what holiday is this weekend?
It's the Super Bowl.
That's not a holiday.
It is to me. So anyway, have a good one, and I know I might get blasted for this, but I don't care. Go Hawks.
Who?
The shitty team he wants to win. Before we go, picture. I'm pretty sure you're not following a damn thing about the Super Bowl.
No.
Not even have you heard of what's going on with this one dude, Marshawn Lynch?
No, but you can tell me if you want.
Okay. You might even enjoy watching this. Okay. This dude, he don't like to do media at all. He don't like to do media. He don't like fucking talking to the media. He don't like doing shit. So, you know how it's kind of like mandatory for them to be, they have to do it, it's like sit down and do like a 5-minute press conference. That's part of the rules, right?
Like
he don't like doing that shit.
Diaz or somebody like that?
Like what?
Like Nick Diaz or somebody like that?
Yeah, like Nick Diaz. Okay, yeah. So basically, he comes. He doesn't skip it. He comes. He sits down, and they'll ask him a question. He's like, "Look, I'm not answering no questions. I'm here to fill my agreements and arrangements, but I'm not going to answer no questions. I'm just going to look at you like you look at me, and you know, I ain't going to answer no questions." And someone will ask them a question. I told you, I ain't going to answer your question. Now, y'all want a story, I ain't going to give you a story. You're not in my home. You're not with my family at home. You don't know. I'm not talking to you. And then someone else asks a question. Like, what about your inner-city charity? Why don't you come to the inner-city to talk to me then? Because I'm not talking to you now. I told you, I'm not talking to you now. And then I'm just going to sit here and look at you, and he'll check his watch for 3 more minutes.
Sounds like a horrible person.
And then someone else would ask a question, and same thing. I'm not going to answer your question. Why don't you get it? Why don't you understand? I'm not going to answer your question. I'm just going to look at you the way you look at me, and I got 2 minutes to go, and then I'm out of here because I ain't going to answer your question. Oh man, it was awesome. Actually, I mean, it makes me hate the dude, think he's a douchebag, but at the same time, it was awesome. You know what I mean?
I had to tell him to fuck off.
I was like, it'd be awesome if somebody like
what's
asked him. It was like,
what's this person's name again?
Marshawn Lynch.
Okay. Maybe somebody need to look up just because I'm interested now.
Yeah, look it up on YouTube. It's look for like Marshawn Lynch press or Super Bowl press or something, dude. It was actually.
Isn't it in the context where you're supposed to answer questions? I mean,
apparently no. Apparently, you just have to be there.
You just have to be there and breathe or something. I don't know.
Yeah. That's what it seemed like.
Jesus Christ. Sounds like an incredible asshole.
He is, dude. He is. He deserves to be asshole of the year by far, dude. Well, we're actually out of live time, so is there anything you want to talk about before we go?
No, that's it.
All right, well, sorry it was a short week, short show this week, people. It's all Craig's fault. He ruined everything. But we prevailed and were able to accomplish the show after all. So next week, we have a guest. So I guess the show. We will be having Jenny Rose, who's been making some waves in the women's wrestling division or thing or whatever. So she's really cool. So we'll have Jenny Rose on next week. And then do you remember when Daniel Bryan was injured and he was seeing a physical therapist and he had the affair?
Yeah.
Okay, well that girl may be on the show also next week or maybe in a week or two. Her name's Shalice Green. I think I said that right. I hope I didn't say that wrong. Anyway, she's I was chatting with Lance about wanting to get like maybe one of his girls on the show to talk about like what it's like going to wrestling school, you know, because usually there's what like one or two girls at the most. And he suggested her because apparently that's one of his students. So next week, or she may be on in a week or two, and we will be talking girls going to wrestling school and everything involved in that. And she also, you know, of course, the getting slapped by Brie Bella on Raw. And she also had a tryout this weekend. So possible. She'll either be on next week or maybe the week after. But anyway, we will be having Jenny Rose on next week for sure. So everybody come back then and we will talk to you then.
be the man. You gotta beat the man. You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the Matrix shit. Let's go hook him up.
Tonight.